WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson, and it has now been over 20 hours that the House Energy and Commerce Committee has been debating the GOP's Obamacare replacement bill. Just a short time ago, Committee Vice Chair Texas Republican Joe Barton tried to bring things to a close.
The chair would point out that it's dawn. If the minority would be willing to move all their amendments in block and accept a no vote on a voice vote, and if the majority would accept the Barton Blackburn Hudson amendment, we could end this, and I will buy a Waffle House for everybody in the committee.
But no takers as the debate continues at this hour. Now, a few hours ago, the House Ways and Means Committee voted to repeal the tax penalties on people who don't buy health insurance and to end income-based subsidies to buy insurance. Many conservative Republicans remain skeptical about the GOP health care plan. Maryland Republican Congressman Andy Harris still has to be convinced.
It's a good start. It moves us, you know, away from some of the Obamacare, the worst parts of Obamacare, but I don't think it gets there far enough yet. So, you know, I'm waiting to see what happens over the next 2 weeks.
Metro's proposed budget for next fiscal year gets its first of two votes today. The Metro Board's Finance Committee votes on the general manager's nearly $2 billion spending plan.
Metro rail and bus riders weren't happy with the budget general manager Paul Wiedefeld proposed last November, but this one may be less objectionable. It still includes raising fares for bus and train riders and people who park in Metro lots, and trains would only come every 8 minutes at rush hour. Off-peak rail cuts included in the original proposal have been taken off the table, and Wiedefeld added back in bus routes that were going to be eliminated or reduced. Riders said during public hearings they would rather pay more than have less service options. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Northern Virginia teenager has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for giving a classmate a morphine pill that contributed to her death. 18-year-old David Evers, a former student at Centerville High School, pleaded guilty last September to giving 17-year-old Alexia Springer that pill at a party last year. 40 years ago today, the district was paralyzed when 12 Muslims took hostages in three buildings in what became the first major terror attack in the city's history.
At the B'nai B'rith building, Paul Green knew something was up when he heard screaming and glass breaking.
So to my assistant, I'll go down and take a look, and I actually walked into it.
He walked into seven gunmen taking over the building.
The terrorist in the door hit me in the face with the barrel of the rifle, broke my cheekbone in six places, and told me to get down the stairs, they'd kill me.
More hostages were taken at the Islamic Center and at what was then the district building, now the Wilson building. Shots were fired there. One killed a young radio reporter, another hit Marion Barry very close to the heart. The ringleader, Hamas Abdul Khalis, demanded the people who'd murdered his family 4 years before be turned over to him. The siege ended some 39 hours later. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And you can hear much more from people recounting the Hanafi siege 40 years ago at WMAL.com. Maryland State Senator Rich Madaleno says he's considering running for governor. The Montgomery County Democrat says he believes Maryland needs what he calls an optimistic vision for rebuilding the state. If he does run, he may have to take on Prince George's County Executive Rushern Baker and Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz, who are also both considering running for governor. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,856, the Nasdaq at 5838. Sports, the Wizards continue their winning ways in Denver. College basketball, Georgetown loses in round one of the Big East tournament. At the ACC tournament, Virginia and Virginia Tech both advance to the quarterfinals. The Caps take on the Sharks tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win. WMAL News Time 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
If the president of the Washington Redskins, other than Bruce Allen.
We're so proud to announce you're going to be an affiliate of the Washington Redskins starting this season.
Every Redskins game.
And we're actually coming home.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
WMAL.
I used to play a lot of sports in college, but when I got older, my legs started to burn and ache, making it hard to work out. Then I noticed those varicose and spider veins. I couldn't believe it. I thought this only happened to my mom and her friends.
The professionals at Vein Clinics of America have performed over 1 million personalized procedures for their patients, making them the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring your legs back to health in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
I called Vein Clinics of America, and they fixed my legs. No more ugly veins. Now I can run and do squats again.
Guys, get back in the game. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors and learn how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call now. 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
Say hello to Dunkin's new tea lattes. Sip a delicious blend of premium tea and steamed milk available in chai, Earl Grey, or honey green. Enjoy a sip and savor the moment crafted just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395 as you come out of Newington. Solid lineup. Yes, for 395 off of 95 to and across the 14th Street Bridge. At least an hour, commuters are telling me. Earlier crash in Shirlington. The culprit has been cleared for a while. Tough trip there. 295 slows as you come off of the Beltway. You're coming out of Oxon Hill, and that slows past the Naval Research Lab, but continuous backup onto the westbound freeway. George Washington Parkway, watch for delays just as you pass 123 this morning. That takes you down to the bridges. On the Virginia Beltway, interloop at the toll road. Accident activity right side. That's what we had on 66. The crash all confined to the right shoulder after 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Getting better in Sterling on southbound 28 at the toll road with that crash gone, but now off the Greenway and onto the toll road. Slows to the crash that was before the Reston Parkway. Looks like that had been contained to the right shoulder. 270 volume, no major problems reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A push towards some chillier weather, maybe a chilly rain, most of it light as we look ahead toward Friday. Plenty of sunshine today, maybe a little cloud early. Very mild to start and a very warm finish, 69. Showers later tonight, 45. Morning light rain and then partly cloudy and breezy tomorrow. Chillier, 50. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 in Dumfries, 37 in Bowie, 50 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Oops, Chinese state media take a piece of satire about Donald Trump and present it as real news. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 8:07 on this Thursday morning. Coming up on the show, Jake Tapper joining us from CNN at 8:35, and Lindsay Walters, the White House Deputy Press Secretary, will be joining us at 8:15. I'm Mary Walter here with Brian Wilson. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Mary. And I've been wanting to talk more about this story that I read yesterday. I don't know why this story is not being widely replicated. I mean, we hear a lot of stuff about Russia, Trump, servers, wiretaps. Words are being thrown around this town left and right. A lot of things have been laid on the table that sound rather ugly. And I got to tell you, I have long thought in the last few days that there's a lot of people out there talking about this who don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found a story that finally sort of grabbed my attention as a very clear and precise explanation of what happened and what has been discovered. And the opening graph of this is going to shock many people who have not heard this particular recitation of the facts. So allow me. This story comes from Circa, which is a website where they sort of try to make things very easy to understand. And also, there's no slant to it. They try to take out all the opinions, slant, everything to it. So you're just doing basic who, what, when, where, and why reporting. You know, the way reporting actually is supposed to be. So allow me to read from this story, and then just the first graph will just open your eyes. Intelligence sources say that the FBI investigated a computer tied to Donald Trump's business, but there's no evidence to date that would warrant criminal charges against any of the president's associates.
Mm-hmm.
Full stop for a moment. Hold on a minute. There has been an investigation of a computer that was connected to the president's business, but they didn't find anything. They looked at it, and they didn't find anything. The months-long FBI counterintelligence investigation into Russian efforts to influence the 2016 presidential campaign briefly investigated a computer server tied to Donald Trump's businesses near the end of the election, but has not gathered evidence of election tampering to date that would warrant criminal charges against any of the president's associates, Circa has learned. Okay, why are we not hearing that elsewhere?
Right, right.
U.S. officials, who spoke on condition of anonymity because of the sensitive nature of the information, said there is widespread frustration among the intelligence professionals who have watched in horror as a normally secretive process has been distorted by media leaks and politicians uneducated about how counterintelligence operations actually work. President didn't help at all, quite frankly, when he said wiretap. Wiretap is a colloquial term we all use, and many times improperly. More precisely, what happened here was not a wiretap. It was part of a counterintelligence investigation. Listen to this quote from someone who is said to be directly familiar with what's going on behind the scenes. This is a really interesting quote. Quote, "We have people spouting off who don't know the difference between FISA surveillance and a wiretap or a counterintelligence probe versus a special prosecutor, and it hurts our ability to get to the truth and has longly created the impression that intelligence officials have a political agenda," said one source directly familiar with the drama. And you may say, well, why is all this going on? And here in this next graph is the answer to that. Many of the leaks have surfaced since former President Barack Obama, in his waning days in office, had his intelligence leadership brief a wider-than-normal audience about the sensitive Russian surveillance. Those leaks have created a false narrative that the FBI has been predominantly focused on Trump's ties to Russia. It used to be that this kind of information was incredibly important and incredibly tightly held, maybe by only as many as 8 or 9 people. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, in the last days of the administration, the president said, I want all of this information to be seen by a whole panoply of people. Hundreds, maybe thousands of people now have access to this information. And that means that a lot of this information, a lot of these leaks are coming from people who are splayed throughout the government, mm-hmm. who are Obama administration holdovers.
Yeah.
That's why so much of the leaking has been done and why so much of the leaking has been very slanted. Look, the bottom line is there was an investigation of a server. They looked at it. They found nothing.
Mm-hmm.
End of story.
Well, I want to know how if President Obama did not expand the area for which people can have this until the last couple of weeks of his last 2 weeks of his presidency, how did presidential candidate Hillary Clinton know about it in October when she tweeted it out? How did that happen? That, to me, is a huge question. And Robbie Mook was on Fox and Friends yesterday and said that he saw transcripts of it.
Yeah.
How did he see transcripts of October?
Yes, this is a great question.
Until 2 weeks before he left office.
Well, listen, you're talking about different things. The investigation into the computer was a FISA court warrant, and they looked at the computer to see if there was anything nefarious going on, and they found nothing. As a matter of course, our intelligence community monitors conversations with key foreign leaders.
Mm-hmm.
They do it, and it does not require any kind of warrant. It doesn't require any kind of special permission.
Mm-hmm.
That's what our intelligence communities are supposed to do. So they monitor and they record every single conversation that goes to foreign leaders. And if somebody in America calls a foreign leader, then it's automatically recorded, and eventually there's probably a transcript of it. So, yes, these things do happen. And the fact that the campaign got a hold of it is very troubling. It's very troubling that happened. I also think that when all of this stuff was going on, both in June, this is my personal opinion, not connected to this story in Circa, and when the FISA court was first petitioned in June, there was something very interesting that happened in June. There was a meeting between the former president of the United States, Bill Clinton, and the attorney general of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I just point that out. In October, they went back and got this FISA request to look at the computer. And October 31st, Hillary Clinton herself is tweeting out information. Computer scientists say there's an unusual computer inside Trump Towers that may be connected to the Russians. And the campaign tried to sell that story through a number of press releases. It's interesting to me that both of the times that the FISA court was being petitioned, these stories were starting to leak out. The Obama administration has some questions to answer here.
Oh, I agree. But I think we should be focusing, I think maybe it needs to be refocused on, okay, President Trump said that President Obama had him wiretapped. We know now that that is not what happened.
That's
it was not a wiretap.
Exactly
it's
happened.
Not exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And you keep saying plausible deniability. President Obama can say, I knew nothing about this. However, we do now know, if you put the pieces together, that someone in his administration, maybe Loretta Lynch, let this information be known during a presidential election to the candidate, possibly one of the candidate's husbands.
They certainly found
and
out.
And maybe the candidate herself. Somehow they found out about it because she tweeted it. We know she tweeted it out. So somehow
they got the information.
The Democrat, in the midst of a presidential election, was given this information.
Here's the bottom line. If this policy is still in place that the last president, put in place in the last days of his presidency, that allows a wide number of people to see very sensitive information, President Trump needs to undo that right away. That needs to happen pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It's 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Make it stop. Busy rush hour. Let's start first getting into town on 50 and the BW Parkway. That has been a trouble spot because of a broken down car. Car with a flat tire as you merge onto New York Avenue before Bladensburg Road. That had been crowding the right lane. And just with that one car, it's given us a huge impact. And it's tedious. Stop and go. And now we have an accident in the backups. This always happens inbound on 50 near 202 as you find additional response coming. So again, 50 delays inside the Beltway, now crash within the backups. So hang tight there. Top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, heavy through Laurel each direction of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, but nothing reported along the way. Virginia Beltway inner loop at the toll road accident activity. They're trying to clear that all to the right shoulder. 66 east as you merge off of 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. That's where you had the accident out of the travel lanes. And 395 still delays coming off of 95 out of Springfield 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here's the forecast. Look, it's going to be a lot of sunshine today, 69, pretty nice day. 60% chance of rain tonight, an overnight low of 45 degrees. On Friday, partly cloudy skies and windy, some morning light rain, high near 50. And then it starts to get a little cooler. Tomorrow night, overnight low 24. On Saturday, it will be only in the upper 30s, so cold but very sunny, and the overnight low will be around 22. And then on Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the low 40s. The overnight low on Sunday will be in the mid-20s. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 47 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL.
The Zero Res Spring Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway cleaned for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
And good morning. It is 8:17. I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson. Joining us right now is Lindsay Walters. She is the White House Deputy Press Secretary. Lindsay, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning. It's great to be with you today.
We're so glad to have you because we are at almost the 24-hour mark for the Republican health care bill, the Obamacare repeal bill. And it seems a lot of factions have come out against this. Do you think that President Trump can get the Freedom Caucus on board?
I do. I think that the president and his team are working tirelessly to ensure that everyone is on board. You know, at the end of the day, the Affordable Care Act was unaffordable, and we needed something new. And that's why we have the American Health Care Act now. And it's going to be a process. You know, this stuff doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. But as you know, we're able to go out and speak to the different individuals and parties who are involved and express why and lay out why this is better for the American people, why this is going to help more Americans and overall going to be more sustainable, you're going to see more and more individuals get on board when they realize that what we've been handed for the last several years is not efficient, it's not working, and we do need something new. We need to repeal and we need to replace, and that's exactly what you're seeing the president and his team work on. So we've had leaders in and out over the last several days. Today, again, the president has a legislative lunch with individuals to discuss, you know, health care yesterday. We'll have next week a continuation of this, and we'll have groups in to talk about those who've been affected by Obamacare the downfalls of it and what we need to do moving forward. This is a top priority of the president
right.
and his team. We're really working to ensure that everyone is on board.
Where our guest is Lindsay Walter, White House press secretary. Okay, so you've got some selling to do in some quarters. Ted Cruz has been on record as saying that the GOP health care plan as it now is emerging from the House cannot pass in the Senate. And I know that the president had dinner with Ted Cruz last night and Heidi Cruz at the White House. How hands-on is the president going to be in making the case? And how open is the negotiating process? Are these just markers and we're working forward to see what it takes to actually get it done?
The president has been involved. You know, as you said, this is the GOP bill, which is not the coming straight out of the president. This is a collective effort that we're doing with Republicans on the Hill as well. You did mention that the president had dinner with Senator Cruz last night. He, as I said earlier, has had in groups of legislators and leaders to meet with them, whether it be in a listening session or for a working lunch to discuss health care, as well as Secretary Price over at HHS has been very involved, too.
Yeah, I mean, you agree, I know, that the Senate is the heavier lift, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, the Senate is going to be the heavier lift. But like I said, right now, Americans have fewer choices and failing options, and that's not sufficient. And we need to put something forth that is going to protect the American people and allow individuals to have choice and to be able to have a health care plan that best suits them.
Lindsay, I know that the president is meeting with senators and other lawmakers on Capitol Hill. What about doctors and health care providers? Having lawyers revamp the health care industry seems to be somewhat a disconnect for me. I would think that he would want to have it chock full of doctors and people who deal with this every single day and people who have a hard time getting paid and to know how the system is being misused because these people are on the front lines. Why are they really never included?
I would disagree with that. They are included. This is, as I said earlier, the president has been holding these listening sessions where he's brought in individuals who've been affected by Obamacare, who've had to deal with it day in and day out, and that includes doctors and patients and those who are on the front lines of healthcare every day dealing with it in their profession or in the care that they need. So the president has absolutely engaged individuals who are not, lobbyists or not politicians and lawyers, but is engaged with the everyday American people and doctors who are affected by this directly in their work, in their profession.
Lindsay, I have to ask you on another topic. We keep hearing these stories, and we see each day with the White House press briefing seems to be an incredibly antagonistic place to be these days if you're trying to defend the president. What is it like on the inside? I mean, honestly, I look at these things and I say, I've never seen a more antagonistic and aggressive press corps. How do you deal with that on a day-to-day basis?
We're trying to make sure that the American people hear what the president's agenda is and that we're pushing forward and enacting the president's bold agenda. And that's what we focus on here. We focus on ensuring that we're able to get the facts out to the American people, to the American people who the president is working for. And it's those who are affected by what we do day in and day out here. And it's been important as a team to ensure that we're able to carry our message and we're able to tell the American people what the president is doing, what the facts actually are behind things, and to give them an insight and a look into what is going on here at the White House.
And is it frustrating sometimes when you see, some of the reporting that goes out there that seems to be completely counter to what you know from being on the inside?
It's part of the job. Our job is to ensure that we're pushing back and that we are getting those facts correct. And so that's what we're here to do, to reach out to reporters and to give them the full picture and walk them through, why something they are reporting is inaccurate, work with them on their stories to show them what is really going on in certain meetings or on the inside. What is that conversation really about? So that's our job here. We all knew when we took this, when you work in PR and in comms, you know what your job is, and that's exactly what we're doing.
All right. Well, we'll have to leave it there. Lindsay Walters, White House Deputy Press Secretary, we greatly appreciate you joining us here this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you.
It is now 8:23 on WMAL.
Neiman Marcus, designer for a clearance event. Massa Gallery and Tyson's Galleria, with savings up to 50% off original retail. Plus, get an additional 30% off. Sale ends Sunday. Visit store for details. Don't miss it.
If you're really serious about home security and keeping your family safe, and you want to protect your family, you hear the stories of things that can happen where there are break-ins, and you say, well, it can't happen to me. Well, it can. Why don't you take an extra moment to make sure that your family and your house and your precious stuff is all secure with a security system from Ackerman Security. Ackerman's $19.95 per month rate includes burglary, fire, and medical alert monitoring, and best of all, it's about half the cost of the other guys. Ackerman has the industry's only guaranteed response time, and that's really what counts when matters and when seconds count. You got to know that you're going to get a quick call in times of need. Switching to Ackerman is easy. It literally costs nothing. They can use your existing equipment if you have it and have you on the Ackerman security system in a matter of minutes. Ackerman offers free in-home security analysis if you don't have a system. And for just a few dollars more, you can get something beyond the basic monitoring. You can get the bells and whistles, the technology that will let you see what's going on in your house when you're not there. You'll be able to control smart doors, locks, and thermostats, all from the touch of a button on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. Get protected and save. And here's a limited-time offer for listeners of WMAL. Call Ackerman right now. You'll get 3 months of monitoring free. So the first 3 months don't cost you anything. And when you start to pay, you're going to pay less than you were paying before. The number is 888-999-1070. 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com. 8:25 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Old Town Alexandria delays this morning. Update is brought to you as is sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. And that's because another area we have a broken down car. Northbound George Washington Parkway past Reagan National Airport. That was still blocking one lane at last check. Delays before you even get to Slater's Lane. So plan for the extra time. Also southbound GW Parkway. That's slow to merge onto the heavy delays across the 14th Street Bridge. Still plan about an hour at least for 395 with your delays out of Springfield to get you into town. We had the earlier crash in Shirlington, so that was part of the culprit for those heavy backups. 66 East, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, that crash gone. On the toll road, we're trying to improve, but we backed up coming off of the Greenway to get toward the Reston Parkway. Long gone, the earlier accident. And 270, no incidents reported, but we still hang with slowdowns through Urbana and Hyattstown. And as you push down through Rockville to the lane divide, trust the heating and cooling experts at Parker Pierce Service Experts to help keep you comfortable all year long. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit parkerpierce.com today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmth continuing now. A couple of ticks up from yesterday. A little cloud around with clear sky this morning. Beautiful blue sky this afternoon. Very warm, 69. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital in Northwest Washington, 49 degrees, 827.
You know, if you see a huge group of people and they're all in line waiting to do something and they're all happy about it, don't you wonder, okay, what's going on? What am I missing here? What are these people excited about? In this case, it's thousands of people doing the same thing. They're joining MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses. It's that simple. It's growing like crazy because it works. Think about it. You don't have to deal with health insurance companies anymore or government health insurance. Instead, you're part of something you believe in. You're part of a community of people supporting each other, and you can save so much money. This could be the answer you're looking for, and it may be one of those things you start doing and then wonder, why didn't I look into this a long time ago? Find out more. Don't miss out. Call 844-91-BIBLE. Now, it's available everywhere but Montana. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
We're new in town, but not new to the road. At Averitt Express, we have been putting CDLA drivers behind the wheel for 45 years and are now hiring for regional runs in this area. We believe in treating our drivers right and getting you home with a good paycheck. We also offer a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Check us out at AverittCareers.com today or call 888-249-2024. That's 888-249-2024. Averitt is an equal opportunity employer.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Did you know that more homes sell in March, April, and May than any other time of the year? So why pay 6% commission just to sell your home? Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 up front and half percent commission at closing. We've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
On March 25th at 8:30 p.m., turn off your lights with WWF and millions of people around the world to demonstrate a commitment to fight climate change. Learn more at worldwildlife.org/earthhour.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll be joined by Jake Tapper from CNN. It is now 8:30 on the nation's capital. Time from the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Like college kids pulling an all-nighter, the House Energy and Commerce Committee has been at it for over 20 hours now, debating the Republicans' Obamacare replacement bill. The Ways and Means Committee, a few hours ago, became the first to approve the bill. As to the legislation's ultimate fate,
Speaker Paul Ryan says that he's confident that he has the votes to get this bill passed, but it's going to be his first real test of leadership to see whether or not he can get those moderates and conservatives on board. Also a big test for President Trump, who's going to be wooing some key members of Congress next week. He's inviting them to the White House for an exclusive pizza and bowling party to see if he can convince them.
Correspondent Suzanne Melveaux. A Metro Board committee votes today on the budget for next fiscal year. That budget calls for higher fares and lower levels of Metro service in order to balance the transit system's budget. Maryland lawmakers are taking steps to increase state funding for Planned Parenthood should Congress cut its federal funding. State lawmakers say nearly 25,000 women in Maryland could lose their access to health care services under a proposal introduced in Congress this week. Authorities say they have broken up a gun trafficking ring that operated between Virginia and New York. 24 people were arrested after an undercover officer bought 217 guns and assault rifles from that ring. A nationwide 911 outage left customers of AT&T Wireless without emergency phone service for about 90 minutes last night. AT&T says it finally resolved the problem by about 10:30, but no information forthcoming as to what caused the outage in the first place. And the Montgomery County Council is holding a rare joint session today with leaders of Rockville and Gaithersburg to talk about the planned bus rapid transit system. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,856, the NASDAQ at 5838. Sports, the Wizards win on the road again. College basketball wins for Virginia and Virginia Tech, put both of them in the ACC tournament quarterfinals. Georgetown loses in round one of the Big East tournament. NHL, the Caps are in San Jose tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
Want to know the secret that all those flipping houses gurus won't tell you? That flipping multi-unit properties is easier and more profitable than flipping single-family homes. With over 17 years of experience, we here at RE Mentor will show you the art of buying and selling multi-unit properties. Come spend the afternoon or evening with our team of experts, and we will show you how to put $10,000 to $30,000 in your pocket over the next 90 days. This two-hour class will teach you the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. You'll learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit properties with no money down, no credit, and no risk. You risk nothing but have everything to gain. This intensive two-hour real estate class is coming to the DMV in Baltimore area soon. Call 1-800-726-7047 to secure your seat now. This seminar is free for the first 30 people that call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. Call 1-800-726-7047. Call 1-800-726-7047. Call now.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands right here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
Cabela's is coming to Northern Virginia with their spectacular new store in Gainesville. Find everything you need for hunting, fishing, camping, and shooting sports, plus much more. Join us for our grand opening celebration Thursday, March 9th at 10 a.m. Be one of the first 500 in line and receive a Cabela's gift card worth up to $500, plus a chance to win one of three Remington firearms. See store for details. Don't miss Cabela's grand opening in Gainesville, located off I-66 and Highway 29 near Virginia Gateway.
The National Capital Boat Show is back in 2017 with everything you need to hit the water. March 10th through the 12th, shop special show pricing on ski boats, pontoons, pleasure crafts, and more. Plus, experts will be on hand to answer questions and provide information on maintenance, repair, boat safety, and more. Now's the time to buy, and it's only at the Dulles Expo Center March 10th through the 12th. Easy to find, and parking is free. For more information, visit nationalcapitalboatshow.com. That's nationalcapitalboatshow.com.
This is you, covered in toner, because your printer or copier's busted. And this is you carefree, because you upgraded with Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned small business. Call 703-385-1700. Visit carefreeoffice.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on Route 50 coming inbound after Church Road was reported as a stalled car. Now they're saying it's an accident in the right lane, so be very cautious. Again, 50 commuters, John Hanson Highway before you get to Enterprise Road after Church Road. Beyond that, you just have some slowdowns to merge onto the Beltway. Topside, College Park to Silver Spring, slowing. Heavy is 270 once you get out of Urbana. Going to find delays again. Germantown most of the way down through to the lane divide. Tough go. It's been in Virginia. 395. Earlier crash long gone in Shirlington, but still with the backups out of Newington to cross the 14th Street Bridge into town. We might want to rethink using the George Washington Parkway out of Old Town to Alexandria. Route 1 is always an option to take you through Potomac Yard. You'll have a lot of signal lights. However, if you use the George Washington Parkway, delays are through Old Town, getting up past Slater's Lane, up toward the airport. We had the stalled car, and now continuing past the 14th Street Bridge to the Memorial Bridge with an incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little precip on the way, but it looks like it is going to be liquid and light, as most of the snow will be well to our north. A few clouds around this morning. Mild, sunny, 69 later, very mild. Tonight, 45, occasional rain showers after midnight. Tomorrow, maybe some morning light rain that will brighten the sky, a northwest breeze, and up near 50. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Vienna, 48 in Waldorf, 54 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Carefree Office Technology. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
It is 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter in the house today. And, you know, listen, in Washington, D.C., it is the nation's capital. There's no doubt about that. It's a federal city. But every once in a while, this idea comes up, and I think it's an engaging idea, and I'd like to explore it further. Here is Jason Chaffetz, a Republican from Utah, who sits on the committee that oversees the District of Columbia. And he has an idea.
There's nothing opposed to having the economic development and growth in Washington, D.C., but I do believe conceptually and in my heart that if you want a government that's reflective of the people, they need to be closer to the people.
Yeah. His idea is, let's take some of these agencies in the District of Columbia and move them outside of the city. Move them to other places, to other states, around the country, to decentralize our federal government and to put the government more in touch with the people it purports to represent.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, that this is, some people in Washington, D.C. area think this is a horrible idea.
This is astonishing that we're going to play games with the capital of the United States to make points back home because some constituents wonder why you fly to Washington, the nation's capital. Most constituents I know understand why we come here. It's the capital.
Yeah, well, okay, but what about this idea of taking some of the government's, agencies around this town? There's no real reason, is there, that they have to be inside the federal city? Is there not a reason why we can't take these and put them in Kansas and Chicago and Denver and Dallas and other places around the country where the people live? And by the way, where they would be closer to the people, where the people would have more access to these governmental agencies. What do you think about it? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I sort of think it's a good idea. And there's another idea that comes to my mind about this. It's the national security aspects of this all. With everything so centrally located in one place, and God forbid, I worry about this all the time. I knock on wood every time I say it. One bad moment in downtown D.C., say with a dirty bomb, which is, I think, the national security greatest concern, and the entire district gets locked down and becomes basically, to some degree, unusable. I know they're working hard to make sure that this doesn't happen, and I pray each day it doesn't happen. But what if that happened? Wouldn't we benefit in national security way from having a more decentralized federal government?
Oh, absolutely. And I just keep going back to what it's become versus what it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
And when this government was originally set up, and I understand we don't live in the 1700s and they're not taking horses to Washington. I get it. But the idea was back in the day was that being a politician was not a career. You had other careers. Mm-hmm. And because they had other careers, they would have to go back and try to live and work and maintain their livelihoods while living under the laws that they created. Mm-hmm. And the systems that they created. Too many people in Washington only go back home when they're pandering for votes,
yeah.
When they're lobbying for votes. That's
right.
The only time they go back home. And they don't understand what life is like outside of the bubble. And we have created a ruling class that doesn't live the way the rest of us do. They just don't. And we sit here and think because we have a town hall and we get to yell at them that they somehow hear us. They don't hear us. They can hear you, but they don't live it. And there is a huge difference between hearing someone tell you about something and actually walking in their shoes.
Well,
and they don't walk in our shoes.
Well, Mary and I think it's a great idea, and it would help. It had the extra added benefit of helping the District of Columbia with their overwhelming traffic problem.
Absolutely. We don't have to fix the metro then.
That's right. William in Silver Spring, you're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say there? Is this a good idea, bad idea?
Which one?
Line 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, that Eleanor Holmes-Norton wants to keep it all here because these are her constituents who
right.
do nothing all day
yeah.
on government jobs.
Yeah.
And the second point is, the second point is, Brian, wasn't she under federal tax evasion investigation years ago and claimed she knew nothing?
I don't want to get into another whole can of worms there. But
yeah.
Listen, Eleanor Holmes Norton is looking out for her constituents. But here's the bottom line. In the grand scheme of things, the idea of keeping... Excuse me there. Ooh, that hurt. In the grand scheme of things, isn't it better to not have everybody in one central location? And everybody says, you would have to have people in the different agencies would have to spend more time flying to D.C. to have meetings. No, they have video conferencing.
Save money.
Corporations use it all the time.
Yeah.
And by the way, what about the people who live out in places in the Midwest who have to fly to do business with their government? That would help them, wouldn't it? And isn't it what we're supposed to be doing is serving the needs of the people, not the needs of the government? Bill in Sharpsburg, you're on with Brian and Mary right now. What do you say, Bill?
Yeah, I was in a major Army command, and we used to video teleconference. RCG would meet with... commanders from across the country through video teleconference, and it was highly effective and efficient.
Yeah, I think government workers do this to some degree. There are regional offices around the country, but what's wrong with the idea of saying, let's say, Department of Agriculture being in a place that is predominantly agricultural,
the breadbasket of America?
Yeah, having Nebraska or Kansas or Iowa, someplace like that, where agriculture is the livelihood.
Well, put the department near the problem it's supposed to be solving. Immigration. Why is immigration in Washington, D.C.? Put immigration in southern Arizona. Put immigration in Texas. Put immigration in the heart of where the problem is. Urban development, housing and urban development. Put it in Chicago. Put these so that they can really get a real gist of what the problem is.
Yeah,
they can understand it. They can live it.
More of your calls straight ahead. It is now 8:43 on WMAL.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has hit 21,000. Does that make you excited or worried? Hi, Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show, right here every weekend. 21K on the Dow has gotten lots of media attention, but it's pretty irrelevant to you and your financial goals. The stock market does its thing, and no matter what it does, you still have to get kids and grandkids through college, prepare for your own retirement, and care for aging parents. So you should be focusing on your goals, and that's why you should call us at Edelman Financial Services. For 30 years, we've provided straightforward, common sense financial and investment advice to people just like you. Let us help you achieve your goals. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Kids, let's make brownies. Yeah! Meet me in the kitchen.
Not the kitchen.
For amazing kitchens, basements, bathrooms, and whole house remodeling, call Total Construction. For over 30 years, Total Construction has delivered the highest quality craftsmanship and materials, and we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Visit our showroom and select your dream kitchen today. For kitchens, basements, bathrooms, and more, call Total Construction, 703-201-3361, totalcc.biz.
It is now 8:45 on WMAL, where your call straight ahead. Right now, time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, one of those mornings, just a lot of heavy volume everywhere, and then compacted with some of these accidents doesn't help. On the Virginia Beltway inner loop at the toll road, again, was confined to the right shoulder, but the activity with the box truck, definitely a distraction for everybody coming north out of the Annandale. Out of Newington, your delay up onto the Beltway and up onto 395 that continue across the Southeast Southwest Freeway. George Washington Parkway, we had a stalled near Reagan National. Now one north of the 14th Street Bridge as you head toward the Memorial Bridge, and a mess is the northbound side of the GW Parkway out of Old Town. To the Wilson Bridge, our backup still before you get to Route 5. So coming around from Andrews, about a 45-minute trip to cross the bridge span. And on 50 near 202 inside the Beltway for the crash that was in the backups as you head down to New York Avenue and Kenilworth Avenue. And for Metro Rail, quick note again, Blue Line trains, additional delays. They're still dealing with signal problems outside of the Largo Town Center. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little precip on the way, but it looks like it is going to be liquid and light, as most of the snow will be well to our north. A few clouds around this morning. Mild, sunny, 69 later, very mild. Tonight, 45, occasional rain showers after midnight. Tomorrow, maybe some morning light rain, then we'll brighten the sky, a northwest breeze, and up near 50. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 49 degrees, it is 8:47.
From weather to traffic and everything in between, you have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Jason Chaffetz up on Capitol Hill, offered this idea up yesterday on Capitol Hill. Said, why don't we move some of these agencies out of the District of Columbia and move them to the places where the people are? And it's an interesting idea. It comes up now and then. What do you think about this idea? Is it time to decentralize the federal government out of the federal city? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Larry in Leesburg, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian and Mary. Oh, I am so excited about this. This shows that they are step-by-step thinking about draining the swamp.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's another way of looking at it.
By getting the agencies separated, every time they want to throw a rally, they can't take 2% of 150 agencies and throw them all on the street.
Well, there is that. But here's the other part of that. I mean, so you move a major agency, say, Mary, to somewhere in the Midwest, right? Eventually, over time, I mean, a lot of people might move from D.C. to that new job, but over time, that agency is going to be populated by people who come from the heartland of America, who look at things differently than
absolutely.
The people who live in Washington, D.C.
We have this idea in Washington, and our politicians have this idea of this cookie cutter. You know, this anybody who makes over $250,000 is rich. Well, maybe in Wyoming, but not necessarily in the Washington, D.C. area. So they try to everything is viewed from this bubble. And right. That's the problem.
And it's a supercharged bubble where we all talk to ourselves and think it's an echo chamber. Let's check in with Bruce and Frederick. Line 8, you're on with Brian and Mary. Good morning, Bruce.
Hi, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm on the negative on this one. I think it's a terrible idea.
Why?
Well, you got the duplication of efforts, the redundancy, where are you going to put it? Education departments, they're going to fight over all these little departments.
Well, I'm not saying that they all have to leave.
They don't all have to go.
But here's the thing. In most agencies, you do have regional offices. There's no doubt. All right? You have big central office in D.C., small regional office out in the hinterlands. What's wrong with reversing that? Having the big agency out in the hinterlands and a small little liaison office
inside
the federal
office. Yeah, it's a great idea.
I mean, every agency has a group. For example, every agency in town has got an office of liaison where they go up and they work through issues with members of Capitol Hill, members of Congress.
Yeah.
Well, why not leave that intact? Maybe have the secretary be based here. Although I think there's a case to be made, have the secretary out in the hinterlands.
The person
who's
making the decision should live amongst the people he is legislating
for. There is nothing wrong with this idea that I can't see any real downside to it. I really can't see a downside.
It's a control and power issue.
It is a control and power issue, and it would be very interesting to see how this plays out. How about Cece in Rockville? Here, what do you think about it?
Guys, how are you?
Good.
How are you?
Good.
Well, I'll tell you what I think about it. Absolutely terrible idea.
Why?
For one reason, accountability. A lot of heads of these federal agencies, presidential appointees. Now, if we have a president that is doing his job and he sees a gap or an agency that's not performing up to the specifications required, they are summoned to their boss's office. That is the White House. Didn't you guys just say there was something going on with pizza and the members of Congress and he's trying to lobby them? That's what needs to happen when a president's doing their job. Accountability. If people in the government are doing their job, they won't have to be so scrutinized by the public.
Well, I would make a counter-argument, and I hear what you're saying, but I make a counter-argument that I think government would be more accountable if they were actually facing eyeball-to-eyeball the people who their policies impact.
Exactly.
Hey, it's 8:51 on WML.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Think you're a good gift giver? Chances are you're probably not. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. So what makes a good gift? Well, believe it or not, scientists actually study this sort of thing. Researchers at Carnegie Mellon and Indiana University had this to say. Givers pick gifts hoping to make the receiver as happy as possible at the moment of the gift exchange. But receivers prefer gifts that will make them happy during the course of their ownership and the use of the gift. Givers think gifts should be desirable, tangible, expensive, and usually a surprise. Receivers want something feasible, experiential, gifts they've asked for that reflect their interests. The authors of the study say it's okay to ask someone what they're wishing for. It doesn't make you any less thoughtful. Give someone something they actually want, and they'll think of you fondly every time they use it. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like OneTouch and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The big screen stores, big. Once a year, close out, blowout. save big on every Samsung big screen TV. How big? How about up to $3,000 on Samsung end of model year big screen 4K UHD TVs? Save big on every last overstock and floor sample model. We're closing them all out. The big screen store's big closeout blowout is a once a year event. But as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. And our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time with our legendary expert service and installation second to none. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. Don't miss the big screen store's big once a year closeout blowout. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts March 13th. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
It's 8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
O'Brien, still a lot of delays with this late rush hour. We'll head to the Wilson Bridge and over near Andrews Crash on the inner loop as you approach Route 5 Branch Avenue. Heading into town, DC 295 off of both 50 and the BW Parkway slowing. We've had a number of incidents both on 50 and now on 295. In the backups, top side of the Maryland Beltway, outer loop near George Avenue, broken down reported. Broken down was reported on the George Washington Parkway northbound north of the 14th Street Bridge. Update sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Little precip on the way, but it looks like it is going to be liquid and light. As most of the snow will be well to our north, a few clouds around this morning. Mild, sunny, 69 later, very mild. Tonight, 45, occasional rain showers after midnight. Tomorrow, maybe some morning light rain that will brighten the sky, a northwest breeze, and up near 50. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 49 degrees, 8:56.
The National Mall, a place for the country to coalesce. Washington's Mall, WMAL, a place where Washington comes together.
How about that?
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I just had LASIK and the raindrop procedure done on my eyes. I had some fears about having those procedures done, but then I met Dr. Whitten of Whitten Laser Eye. It was so important that I met the doctor personally before the surgery. Dr. Whitten is the most experienced LASIK surgeon in the D.C. area and the very first to perform the raindrop procedure for reading vision. Schedule your reading vision consultation today with Dr. Whitten or Dr. Rose. Visit WhittenLaserEye.com or call 301-825-5755. At Whitten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big, eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Writing job descriptions, sifting through resumes, setting up interviews, hiring's hard.
but it doesn't need to be. Indeed.com makes it easier. Post your job in minutes. Manage candidates at every stage. Schedule interviews with a click. All on your personal, easy-to-use Indeed dashboard. And since independent research shows that Indeed delivers five times more hires than any other job site, easy works. And it's a great time to find out for yourself why more than 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, which boosts your job posting in relevant search results. Basically, it helps you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Try the world's number one job site today. Indeed. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Attention career seekers. DC's 17th Annual Diversity Employment Day Career Fair is on Thursday, March 9th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Meet with companies like Republic National Distribution Company, Arlington County, United States Secret Service, U.S. Postal Service, Marine Corps, Prince William County PD, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Fairmont Washington, Averitt University, Cumulus Media, and many more. That's Thursday, March 9th at Embassy Suites by Hilton Crystal City National Airport in Arlington. For more information, visit citycareerfair.com.
Well, we'll wrap up your week tomorrow, Friday, with Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel, and also our special guest, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, will be with us. Yeah, that'll be fun. So, Villanova playing at noon, I hear.
Yes, St. John's, go Nova.
There we go.
Thank you.
Listen, thanks for listening here on Mornings on the Mall. It is now 9 o'clock in the nation's